Malo Lele, my name is Melissa Lama, currently residing in Dunedin, Otipoti, with my husband and my two kids. Yeah, of Tongan descent, born in Auckland, but yeah, now living in Dunedin, yeah. Yeah, so we didn't necessarily hear about the dorm raids from family members who had been affected by it. It was more so we knew that something had occurred because of the behaviours. For example, especially around immigration, you know, how they were when it came to people who were overstays, for example, which were quite a lot of people in my community, especially in my family, how they were around renewing visas. You know, it was just such a contentious subject, and even their views on police. You know, that's how I kind of knew something had happened. And as I got a bit older, I think in around high school was really the only time I actually heard about the dorm raids and what had actually occurred. But I knew that there was an injustice, you know. And so my family used to say things like, oh, nei be me anai hoko, which means something happened in the, you know, or like, nei me anai hoko e taimi koe. Like, and so that was kind of my way of knowing that there was stuff around immigration, yeah. I think from both sides so I'll start with like our people, you know, our Pacific communities, that trauma sort of, I can imagine, like I can't speak on anyone, but I know for my family, that trauma influenced how they were here in Aotearoa. Like, although they had for those who had a legal right, for example, to be here, that trauma of just like knowing that anything could happen, you know, that they live in a society that's governed, you know, with Western forms and Western ways of doing things. And I do believe that it also influenced how government set the precedents for how immigration policy carried out over the 50 years as well, in terms of them putting in implementing policies that looked like they were being, you know, good allies in trying to right the wrongs, or even though they didn't outwardly say it, you know, with the Pacific quotas and, you know, Pacific foreign aid and the Pacific reset. Like, you could see that there's efforts there by the government, but it was also on the other side, they kind of tightened up on immigration, you know, and on this narrative of if you're here temporary, you're only here temporary. But what I don't like about it is the fact that they bring our people here to work, you know, which is great, and they allow them working visas that sometimes extended to 10 years or more for some people on temporary working visas, and then all of a sudden they turn around and send them back. Now, I understand that the policy says you're only here on a working visa, but it's like these people are settled, you know, their kids have gone through the school system. And those are the sort of actions by government that I think reminds them of trauma, you know, that brings trauma and reminds us that, oh yeah, we don't actually belong here, even though we've contributed to your society, our people are only here to contribute to benefit us, you know. And so that's where I think this all, it's a whole mix of things. I think it finally gives acknowledgement that they screwed up. You know, we knew they screwed up. I think they knew themselves, government knew themselves, and even the people at the time of government knew themselves that it was inhumane, to be honest. And I think it also gives thought to the contribution of our people over these years from that traumatic experience. We're still out here contributing to Aotearoa. We're still here enriching this place that we call home, you know. And so I think it's definitely acknowledging the past trauma of those who were directly affected, but it also just lays it down that we are meant to be here, you know. And to all the people who still believe that we are or the non-Pacific, or should I say a lot of white people who still don't get why this is important, having the government finally acknowledge that will hopefully set that straight for them as well, you know. So I am happy with it, but for me it's what comes after that. So the truck and trailer sort of thing I like to think of is the truck is the apology and the trailer is, well, what are you going to do better? Yeah, for me that's what it looks like. I hope the people who were directly affected and their families and in our wider community, I get a sense of, feel that apology and actually, you know, and they can heal.